With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The government shutdown continues after the Senate failed again to pass a bill to extend funding for 7 weeks last night, and the earliest they could take another vote now will be tomorrow. And so far, Democrats are showing no signs of being willing to back away from their demand for about $1.5 trillion in new spending, including for health care for illegal immigrants. Meanwhile, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the White House is discussing some sizable layoffs in the federal workforce.
We're going to look at agencies that don't align with the administration's values that we feel are a waste of the taxpayer dollar.
Police have reported that 2 people were killed and 3 others seriously injured in a synagogue attack in northern England. Here's the BBC's Anna Jameson.
Greater Manchester Police received a call from a member of the public to say that he'd witnessed the car being driven towards members of the public. And now there have been reports that a security guard had been attacked with a knife.
And the attack has been designated as a terrorist attack as it happened on the most holy day on the Jewish calendar. Most Americans have little confidence in the way Congress is being run these days.
Recent APNORC polling finds that 44% of Americans have hardly any confidence in the way lawmakers on Capitol Hill are handling their jobs. About half of those surveyed had only some confidence, and only 6% said they had a high level of confidence in the people running Congress. And the findings could be worse now, since the poll was taken before the government shutdown.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Investors seem to be shrugging off the government shutdown, at least for the most part now. All the major indexes back into positive territory for the day. Right now, the Dow is up about 21 points, the NASDAQ up by 77, and the S&P 500 up by 3 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham gave a gospel message to Belgium.
The evangelist hosted what is called the Festival of Hope Outreach. More than 14,000 people gathered in Brussels, Belgium, to hear a message about the hope of the gospel. Organizers said the message was translated live into 7 languages: French, Flemish, Slovak, Spanish, Portuguese, French Sign Language, and Flemish Sign Language, to make it accessible to all the attendees. George Williams, SRN News.
At least 25 people were killed when a church under construction collapsed on Wednesday in Ethiopia's Amhara region. That's according to local authorities. The incident happened early yesterday. That's in northern Ethiopia, and it took place even as worshipers were beginning to gather. A clinician with a local hospital said the victims include some children and elderly people, and that they confirmed 25 deaths and more than 100 who were injured. This is SRN News. Tesla showrooms were humming in the third quarter.
The electric vehicle maker's sales rose July through September. It may have been the result of consumers rushing to take advantage of a $7,500 credit before it expired on September 30th. The company reports sales were up 7% compared to the same period a year ago. The gain followed 2 quarters of sharp declines. Sales rose to just over 497,000 compared to 463,000 in the same period last year.
Defense Secretary Hegseth and Attorney General Pam Bondi, as well as White House Deputy Chief of Staff, converge on Memphis to help meet with federal agents forming a task force to fight crime.
Attorney General Bondi says via social media that the Memphis Safe Task Force made more than 50 arrests over a 2-day period.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Attorney General Bondi says more than 200 officers are now deputized. More details at SRNnews.com.